You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Roger Davis. Of course, in for Lee Rogers.
The vacationing Lee Rogers.
Yes, the vacationing Lee Rogers, who will be back soon. Okay, Jim Clyburn asked on CNN, do you support Moron Mancomi as the mayor of New York? I cannot say the man's name. I have given up, so I just named him something else. It works better for me.
Close enough.
Okay. Do you support Moron Mancomi? We now have him flipping off Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Vowing much. Very explicitly in an email to confiscate landlords' property so as to house the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that government needs to seize the means of production. And that,
wow.
Yeah, and that violence is not actually violence.
What, no collective farms in Central Park?
So, I mean, this guy's a classic communist. He didn't get any more classic than this. And Clyburn's asked, you know, do you support this guy?
Wow. That's what you call a loaded question.
Yeah, and of course, James Clyburn is not just a Democrat representative from South Carolina, which is scary enough. He's also the former number two in Democrat leadership.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So, I mean, this is a big deal. If he supports you, then, you know.
It's a coronation.
It's a coronation, right? Yeah. Look what it did for Joe Biden. Joe Biden wouldn't be the president without.
Rescued his candidacy.
Absolutely. So, you know, with all that baggage, what do you say, Clyburn?
At this point, do you support Mamdani's candidacy as the Democratic nominee for mayor of New York?
Absolutely, I do. I support Democratic nominees.
So just to be clear, you support Mamdani's running, or I guess his position as the Democratic primary winner. Is that an endorsement? Are you endorsing him as mayor of New York City?
Long pause.
I support the Democratic nominee.
That is called the yellow dog response.
I would love to interview this guy, James Clyburn, because I would be, I had so many questions.
Yeah.
Is violence an artificial construct? That would be my first question.
Oh.
Right? When liberals commit it. Maybe 10 or so Antifa black bloc clad terrorists like them. When they commit violence and shoot a guy, is that actually violence? Because this is Mamdani's, his response on that.
Oftentimes we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence the highest degree.
Okay, so prosecuting a Democrat, which I guess he's assuming there every burglar is in fact, I'm just going with what he said, is in fact violence. The prosecution is the violence, not the breaking into people's house in the middle of the night.
The extension of logic, yes.
Yes, because when a burglary is a charge, it's different from breaking and entering. Breaking and entering is what happens when you're at work and the guy comes in to steal your TV but doesn't want to kill you. Burglary is when you break in when they're home. That is
conditional crime and conditional violence.
Exactly. So, I mean, that is a violent crime. That's why we call it a violent crime, but not anymore. No, if he wants your TV and it's night in your home, then you just step aside, hand him the TV, be nice to him, hope he doesn't hurt you, because it's not violence.
Nobody gets hurt. It's all over. Done. Yeah.
Right.
And it's good for the economy, because you got to go out and replace the tube, you know.
Right. Right. So this is the guy who, and I mean, at this point, if you're Jim Clyburn, if you're the Democrats, you cannot possibly have missed this, because it was everywhere.
Whether it's BDS, right, or whether it is the end goal of seizing the means of production, is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our, you know, set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other, that we do not meet a moment and only look at what people are ready for, but that we are doing both of these things in tandem, because it is critical for us.
If you put the word communism in Google right now and you pull up the definition, it will, the AI definition will pull it up. It says means of production is centrally controlled, government controlled. They actually use that phrase, means of production.
Yeah, nationalizing industry is the first move. Well, look at Cuba under Castro. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they even nationalized the nightclubs. Yeah.
So what? No, but I mean, with the, so then you have, okay, so you got Clyburn now has coordinated him. Yeah, you know, we're going to back Mancami. And Senator Chris Murphy.
Do you think so that Mamdani is the future of the Democratic Party?
Well, I think his message, his economic message is the future of the party.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's the platform.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Look, I mean, conservatives better not blow this off. They intend to go full commie, Roger.
Oh.
And they do win races sometimes. I mean, this is scary.
Well, you can't fault the would-be mayor for his abject, his proud honesty, in fact. You know, he's very assertive about what he believes and what we are there for to believe.
Well, they better watch out. Because Hakeem Jeffries has so far declined to endorse Mancami.
Now, that's a telling thing.
Right, but he hasn't, like, unendorsed him either, just condemned him, right? So now you got Clyburn climbing on.
Now that Clyburn has, Hakeem will probably come around now.
Well, he better, because CNN is reporting Democrat socialists in New York emboldened by Mancami's mayoral win are warning they may go after five House incumbents next, including Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, borrowing the POTUS playbook.
Yeah, well, no. So I am sure that Jim Clyburn read this before he went on CNN and went, wow, I don't want to be next. I want to die in office of old age.
Time to get assertive. Yeah. Maybe a long pause, but that's the worst of it. Yeah.
So there's a war going on, and it's communist versus socialist in the Democrat Party. And I think the communists are ascendant. Never thought I'd see this in this country.
Oh, well, you know, I find myself saying that so often, I just about quit saying it, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, no, but think about it. I mean, you're growing up even in the 80s, right? Like, I mean, we were fighting the USSR specifically because it was communist.
Yeah.
They were our enemy, Cold War.
Oh, I was growing up in the 50s when we were taught to dive under our little wooden desks when we saw a light brighter than a thousand sun because of the commies coming to.
Right, as if that would help, right?
Well, yeah, sure. A little turtle with the civil defense hat, you know.
You too can survive a nuclear bombing under your desk.
I think that's a lot of what was wrong with my generation.
Yeah. Come out of that pretty
warped,
messed up.
Warped in the stems, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think this morning, and there's so much going on, people are getting lost in the weeds. But I think this morning the unified message from talk radio needs to be this is not just rhetoric. The Democrat Party has become a bona fide terrorist organization, confirmed with two terror attacks this week in Texas.
And now we want to unmask ICE and make them wear ID badges visible from a distance.
You know what's even worse than that? Do you know the details of this? And to announce this the week that the Democrats are trying to kill ICE officers, their Antifa followers are, and there hasn't been a single condemnation by a single Democrat Congress member of the attacks in Alvarado and...
None that I've heard, no.
No, and McAllen, Texas. None, zero, right? And you choose this week... Yeah. This week, to introduce legislation, you know what it would do, Roger? Here's the scary thing. It would take their mask off, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other part. It would make them display their government-issued ID. What's on your government-issued ID?
Well, of course, it's your name and your face and, you know, as well as essentially how to contact you.
Your address.
Well, yeah, sure.
Right. So let me get this straight. The week that they have gotten two confirmed attempted kills by their terror cells. Mm-hmm. Ambush kills, one of which they waited in the, you know, for them to come to work in the parking lot. They want you to have to display your home address where you do not work. What, so they can ambush you in the driveway?
Well,
this is a hit. This is an implied threat.
That's way beyond bad optics. It really is.
It's homicidal at this point. It's homicidal. And then you got Senator Chris Murphy, who this guy, man. Who just a week ago was telling us violence isn't a two-side thing. It's all on the right. This is while their followers are literally setting Jews on fire.
This isn't a both sides issue. There is no comparison to what's happening on the right, to the way in which Donald Trump regularly uses the threat of violence to try to intimidate his political opponents, and anything that's happening inside the Democratic Party or on the left. This isn't a both sides issue.
Wow.
He had nothing to say after the second or even the first terror attack in Texas. So,
did you see that data miner comment that was just published on our company mail there? The Iranian Supreme Leader Khomeini, Mohammad Javad Lashiani, a small drone might hit U.S. President Trump in the navel while sunbathing at Mar-a-Lago.
No.
Yeah.
I did not see that. Is that on our website? I should check our website,
quote,
Mark.
Yeah, it's a quote. It comes from Washington. The date is today.
Wow. Okay, well, that fits because, you know, the bounty on Trump's head from Iran is up to $21 million.
$21 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they pay really well to hit him. But Tucker Carlson, just to be clear, is cool with that. And so is Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's no big deal. It's not a thing. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.